Good morning, this is Akashwani. I am V.C. Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Amir of Qatar, condemns attack on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan agree to join efforts to ensure security of Strait of Hormuz and stabilize energy markets. Iranian missile hits Israel's oil refinery in northern port city of Haifa. EdTech entrepreneur Alak Pandey enters Forbes World's Billionaire List 2026. Indian mountaineer Bhupati Raju Anish Verma registers Guinness Book of World Records for fastest time to climb 7 volcanic summits. And India bags hosting rights for World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with the Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, yesterday and conveyed Eid greetings to him and the people of Qatar. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he reiterated that India stands in solidarity with Qatar and strongly condemns the attacks on the region's energy infrastructure. He expressed gratitude for the care and support provided to the Indian community and hoped for peace and stability to prevail in the region. Mr. Modi added that both India and Qatar stand for safe and free navigation through the Strait of Hormuz. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan have agreed to join appropriate efforts to ensure safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz and said that they would take steps to stabilize energy markets. A report.
In a joint statement issued by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's office, leaders of these countries also condemned the attacks by Iran and urged it to halt its actions immediately. They called on Iran to cease immediately its threats, laying of mines, drone and missile attacks, and other attempts to block the strait to commercial shipping. Leaders of these 6 countries said such interference with international shipping and the disruption of global energy supply chains constitute a threat to international peace and security. They said, freedom of navigation is a fundamental principle of international law and the effects of Iran's actions will be felt by people in all parts of the world, especially the most vulnerable. The statement shows that concern is growing regarding Iran's retaliatory strikes in response to US-Israeli attacks. Moreover, oil and gas facilities have been damaged by strikes from both sides, driving oil and gas prices higher. US President Donald Trump had also urged other world powers and NATO to help reopen the Hormuz Strait to commercial shipping. Subhadra Ramachandran for World News.
Israel has said that an oil refinery in the northern city of Haifa has been struck in an Iranian missile attack, but no significant damage was reported. In a statement, Israeli Energy Minister Eli Cohen said that power was briefly disrupted as a result of the attack on the oil refineries before being restored for most customers. Police said bomb disposal units were at several sites in Haifa where munitions landed. Meanwhile, Iran has targeted several oil and gas facilities in the Gulf region in response to an Israeli attack on its South Pars offshore gas field on Wednesday. Iran has called on countries in West Asia to prevent the United States from using military bases in their territories, saying that these bases are the root cause of the current crisis and are being used for operations against Tehran. It has warned that such actions would amount to complicity in aggression. In a social media post, Iran's foreign ministry emphasized the urgent need for regional countries to act to prevent the continued use of their territory and facilities by America and Israel conducting military aggression against Iran. India has expressed concern at the recent attacks on energy installations across the Gulf region, terming them deeply disturbing. In response to media queries regarding attacks against energy infrastructure in the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the attacks risk further destabilizing an already uncertain global energy scenario. Mr. Jaiswal said that such attacks are unacceptable and need to cease. Briefing media in New Delhi, he said that energy supply remains a major concern, with shipping routes also being impacted. He said LPG availability is under watch, adding that the government is prioritizing domestic consumers while actively working to diversify energy sources.
Shipping routes have been impacted. Supply of LPG is a matter of concern. Therefore, we are prioritizing domestic consumption, domestic consumers first. Their needs will be taken care of. We are also trying to diversify our sources, looking for LPG supply from other parts of the world. And we'll do our best to secure our energy security needs.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Indian educator and EdTech entrepreneur Alakh Pandey has made it to the Forbes World's Billionaire List 2026. Alakh is among the 229 billionaires that India produced this year. A report.
33-year-old Alakh Pandey is an engineering college dropout who started teaching physics online in the year 2014. Alakh Pandey and Prateek Boob co-founded the EdTech firm PhysicsWala in the year 2020, which offers courses to help students crack various exams. Among the 229 Indian citizens on the Forbes World's Billionaires list, richest and second richest Indians are business tycoons Mukesh Ambani and Gautam Adani. Moreover, matriarch of the O.P. Jindal Group, Savitri Jindal, retained her status as the third wealthiest Indian and the country's richest woman, leading a group of 20 Indian women billionaires. The biggest gainer in both dollar and percentage terms among all Indian billionaires is the country's fourth richest person, steel magnate Lakshmi Mittal. One notable change in the composition of the top 10 this year is billionaire banker Uday Kotak, founder of Kotak Mahindra Bank, who was recently bestowed the Padma Bhushan. The founder of payments app Paytm, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, has also returned to the list this year. Aishwarya Rai Nigam for World News.
India's Bhupati Raju Anmish Verma has made it to the Guinness World Records by achieving the fastest time to climb the seven volcanic summits by any male. Anmish, who hails from Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, climbed all peaks in 92 days, 4 hours and 45 minutes, as verified as on 6th of February 2026. He started his journey on the 23rd of October in 2024, submitting Mount Elbrus in Russia and reached the seventh summit, Mount Sidley in Antarctica, on the 23rd of January 2025. U.S. lawmakers introduced a bipartisan bill to protect a key work program for international students aiming to retain foreign graduates, including thousands from India, amid rising global competition for skilled talent. Representatives Sam Liccardo, Jay Obernolte and Indian-American Raja Krishnamurthy unveiled the Keep Innovators in America Act to codify the optional practical OPT program into law, providing long-term certainty for students, universities and employers. Moving on to sports, India has bagged the hosting rights for the World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. We have a report.
In a major milestone, India will host the World Indoor Athletics Championships for the first time in 2028 at the Kalinga Stadium Complex in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. The international body awarded the hosting rights of the prestigious event to India at World Athletics Council meeting in Poland. President of the Athletics Federation of India, Bahadur Singh Saggu, said that the development is an indication of the growing stature of Indian athletics in the international stage. Meanwhile, the World Indoor Athletics Championships 2026 will start today in Torun, Poland. The championship typically has 26 events, 13 each for men and women. The 4x400m mixed relay will be held for the first time in this edition in Poland. With Komadi Parik, this is Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to Amir of Qatar, condemns attack on energy infrastructure in West Asia. Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Netherlands and Japan agree to join efforts to ensure security of Strait of Hormuz and stabilize energy markets. Iranian missile hits Israel's oil refinery in northern port city of Haifa. EdTech entrepreneur Alakh Pandey enters Forbes World's Billionaire List 2026. Indian mountaineer Bhupati Raju Anmish Verma registers Guinness World Records for fastest time to climb seven volcanic summits. And India bags hosting rights for World Indoor Athletics Championships 2028. And that is the end of this news bulletin.